It's like you bought this land in the outskirts of Yerushalayim,
and we'll soon see what the locker is.
That even on Shabbos, you're allowed to have this get, the Shtar Mechir written up.
In other words, there's still a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael there. And therefore, if you could buy this house off a goy, there's a very big mitzvah of any Jew to buy a house off a goy in Eretz Yisrael. To get the goy out of Eretz Yisrael, that a Jew should live there, that's the ikar mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the same mitzvah applies in Suri also. Therefore, if you buy a house in Suri off a goy, we'll soon see you're allowed to have your Shtar Mechira written up, even on Shabbos. We'll soon see. Now we'll explain. What are these three things that's like Eretz Yisrael? Chayeves b'maiso v'shriyas k'Eretz Yisrael. That in the lands of Syria, fruits that grow there is mechuyev v'trumas v'maisos. On the seventh year Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant there. It has kedusha shriyas. Why? Kisova, this Tana holds that kibush yochid shemei kibush. That David HaMelech Rashi says, did David shloihoya kol Yisrael b'yachad. When David HaMelech went to fight to capture Syria, he did not have the whole Klal Yisrael with him. Kederach Shoya b'kibush Yoshua, like it was when Yoshua went to conquer Eretz Yisrael, it was the whole Klal Yisrael together. Shoya kulam b'kibshu l'tzara kol Yisrael. By Yeshua they captured Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of the whole Klal Yisrael. That's Kodem Chalukah. Avu David, Rashi learns Pshat, that David HaMelech loikov ha'shelo l'tzara koi. When David went to fight to conquer Syria, it was only for his own purpose. Like he added it on to Eretz Yisrael, but it was for his own private use. So that's the question, if a kibush yochid, if a melech captures out of land of Eretz Yisrael, cannot give it a kibushas Eretz Yisrael or not? That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns, different shot than Rashi. Tosis learns that Avada, after they conquer Eretz Yisrael, then no matter any other land you conquer, also gets a lot like Eretz Yisrael. Just here, David was covered this land before they conquered the Ikar of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was a problem. Rakol part of this town holds that when David captured Syria, it has a lot like Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, that anything that grows there is also Mechuyev and true Mesamaitis. Secondly, we said that the Haroitzel Likonis Lo Betaira, if somebody wants to go into Syria and remain to still be Tor, Nikonis, he has a right to go in there. So the question is, Iva Amrit, we just learned before in the first part of this Braitha, that said in three ways Syria is like Chutzlerts, you just said that Ofra Tomei. You just said that no, the ground of Syria has a Dintumah. Midrabona, and they gave it a Lach like a mace. Just like you can't go over in America and not become Tomei, the same way in Syria. So how could you say here you can go into Syria and remain Tor? The Teretz is, we're talking about Beshida Teva Migdol. You're going in there in a box, in a platform, you're going in there in a wagon. Titania, we learned like this. Hanich nas l'eretzamim, if you go into the real chutzlorets into America, b'shei de teizel migdol, even though you're on top of a box, or you're on top of a platform. Rebbe mitamei, Rebbe Yosef Yudim mitaher. Rebbe Yaakov for himself yitamei. Because like we learned before, that in chutzlorets they will go not only on the gush, on the ground itself that it's Tomei, but even on the Avir. They gave a Din Tumah to the air. Just the fact you're in the air of Eretz Amim, you become Tomei. That's what the Rebbe holds. But the Gemara says though, the Afilu Rebbe, even according to Rebbe, Loikom etamei yele b'Eretz Amim. He only said that you're Tomei even though you're standing in a box, in Chutz Loretz, only in the real Chutz Loretz. Why? To go through Al Gusha v'Yal Avira. There the Rabbanan said a law that both the gush, the ground itself of America, has tumas meis on it, v'yal avira. He also gave a din tumah that the air, just being in the air here in America, it's also metame you. So therefore there's no way of being in the air in America and not become tame. No matter what type of a box you want to be in, still you become tame. But avu Syria, but in Syria, al gusha gazru. This must Rabbanan did go. No, the Rabbanan don't want you to go out of Eretz Yisrael, even to Syria. So they made Xavier that the ground of Syria itself, the Gusha, the ground itself has a tumor like a mace. But Al-Aviru like Gazru, they did not make Xavier upon the Avir, upon the ear. So therefore, if you're on top of a box, and the box is underneath you, so even though it's sitting the ground like a mace, but if you're on top of an oil, that stops the tumor. The tumor cannot go through the box. So therefore, you could remain tohor. There's a way that you could go through Surya and remain tohor. If you have a mechitza, you have an oil underneath you to divide between you and the mace, then you remain tohor. Whereas a regular chutzlaret, there's no way for that. Because in a regular chutzlaret, the Rabbanan made exer even al avira, even on the air of Eretz Amim, is also tummy. So in this way, Surya is a little bit like Eretz Amim, and a little bit like Eretz Yisrael. So then what's the third halacha? The third halacha is saying that the akhina sada b'Surya, if you go buy property, you buy a ground in Surya, is kakoina b'paravya Yerushalayim. It's considered like you're buying it in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. So worth of l'mayhu b'sa, what kind of halacha is this? What do you mean if you buy property in Surya? In Surya, it's like you're buying property in Yerushalayim. What does one have to do with the other? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Leimer comes to teach us, She'koisvin olav oinoi v'yafilu b'shabbos, that you're allowed to write down the shtar, oinoi, the documents that you're buying it, even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to have a shtar mechira written up. And Rashi says, oinoi means shtar mechira, hevei, v'y oinoi s'shtaris yetzim al shmoi. And v'yafilu b'shabbos, Rashi says, im locha minoi v'kechovim, if you go buy it off a Syrian, you go to a guy there, and you buy off his grounds, and v'roitz alelech ladaka b'Shabbos, and the guy now wants to go away on Shabbos, he's not going to be around anymore. So you want to get a shtar before he leaves to make sure that he'll recognize he can't come back and complain later. Like this, of course, why write the shtar today on Shabbos? Wait till Sunday. We're talking about you made a business deal with this Syrian on Friday, and he finally agreed to sell you his property. And the guy tells you then Friday night, you have to kiddush, he tells you, goodbye, I'm leaving out of town, and I have no time to write you up a shtar. So the locker is, you're allowed to have a shtar written up right now on Shabbos. That's like we'll soon see, that's mutter. So Gemara asked the kasha, the Shabbos falkot aitach, are you allowed to write up a shtar on Shabbos? Isn't this in your iso? Ksiv is one of the other malachas. You're not allowed to write on Shabbos? So how can you tell me now, because of the rabbi, because of this halacha, to buy the car property off the guy is going away. You want to have your shtar, your proof that it's yours, you're allowed to write it on Shabbos, how could that be? So my answer is, k'diyama rovin, or you mean like Rav says, that oimeh li'ovid k'chovim v'yosei, you're allowed to tell a guy to go write up a shtar for you. So hochinami here also, oimeh li'ovid k'chovim v'yosei, you're allowed to tell a guy to write up a shtar mechira for you, even on Shabbos. And really, the amir really over kechovim. Shavuos, even though we know you're not allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. That's a shavuos, that's also midirabonin. Midirabonin, we say, yesh lichus liyakum. If you tell a guy to do a malacha for you, it's a little bit like you did it. You're making him your shliach, midirabonin, we say you're not allowed to do that. You can't tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. So really, you're not allowed to tell a guy to write up a shtar mechira for you. So why over here is it muta? The teretz is, mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael legozu rabbonin. Because of the mitzvah yishuv eretz Yisrael, that we want Jews to buy property in eretz Yisrael to get rid of the goyim, that's the real mitzvah of yishuv eretz Yisrael. So if you have the opportunity now that a guy has property and he's selling it to you and you're buying it, and he's skipping town now, so you're afraid if you don't have a shtar mechira written up right now, maybe you'll come back in another year and complain that he wants his property back. There won't be for sure the Jew's property. So therefore, the Rabbanan will make now that you're allowed to tell a goy to write up a shtar for you in order to make sure you'll be mekayim this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. All right, turn over. The Rashi says, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael legarish oivik echovim. Part of the mitzvah is to chase out the goyim. V'leishuv Yisrael born, that a Jew should live there. That's part of the mitzvah. So in other words, if you just build a house up there, that's half the mitzvah. Right? The real part of the Ikka mitzvah is to buy a house off a goy and chase the goy out of Eretz Yisrael, and a Jew is moving in. So that's the chiddush here, that buying property in Surya has the same halacha. If you buy a property off a goy on Friday, and then it comes Shabbos, and the guy says, goodbye, I'm leaving,
So you're allowed to tell a goy to write up the Shtar Mechir even on Shabbos. Because like we said before, this time holds, Syria has a law like Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Once David HaMelech made a kibbush, captured it, and gave it a Kedusha like Eretz Yisrael itself. And the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies to Syria also. So if you want to live in Syria today, you can live there also. Tana Rabban. I don't know. Tana Rabban. Eved Shehevi Gitay. An Eved that brings his get. The Eved Kanani, we know that the Lacha is when an other master wants to free him, he can give him a get. Just like you free your wife, you could free your Eved Kanani also. You give him a get, Shichur it's called, and he goes out free. Free means he becomes a regular Jew. The Lacha of an Eved Kanani is when you first accept him to be your Eved Kanani, you make Geiris with him. Like you have to have Tefillah and Milah. And that Geiris really makes him into a Jew. Just at the beginning, you made it L'shem and Eved Kanani, so he has halachas of an Eved Kanani on him. That stops him from being a complete Jew. He's only a Jew like an Isha. But once the master frees him and he goes out of the master's possession, then automatically he becomes a complete Jew. So what's going to be now that Eved Shehevi Gita and Eved Kanani comes with his get? The Kostel Bain is written inside his get Shechur, Atzmechov Nechos Taiknui Lecho, that the master wrote in this Shtar two things. That you yourself and all my nechassim belong to you. Like the master is freeing his eved and giving him also all his property. So lachur is atzma kona, he himself goes out free, but nechassim lekona, but the property does not have a right to keep. So Rashi says like this, eved shevi gitum v'dinas hayom, an eved that brought his get was written in chutz laretz. And the klal is v'tzorach len mefona nechtav kisha. When an Eved has his get given to him, they also have a tekonim of the Rabbonin. Of course, by Shtar Shichur also has to be written L'shmo, L'shem the Eved. So therefore, you have to say the Fona Nechtov. If somebody brings it from Chutz Laretz, the same way you bring a get Isha. And that's the Mishnah later on the Avtes will have, that Echad Gitei Noshem V'Echad Shichur Yavodim Shavu L'malchum Mevi. By both the get Isha and the get Shichur by Eved Kanani to go out free, the Shliach that brings the get has to tell us before Nechtov. Now, Atzma Kona, the Nemanu Ashechru Alayim before Nechtov. The Eved himself is showing us now the get. Now, we do not know if this get was really written as Shema or wasn't forged. So now we have a doubt if the get is good or not. So for the fact that the Eved is telling us he was freed and he's a free person, we believe in on himself. And you don't have to have Edim to be Mekayim the Shtar. But Nechosim Rashi says, Lekona, the boy who Edim Kishar Kiyim Shtaris. That of it has to be in this document, Ishtar Shichrur. It said a second statement. The second statement was that the master said, I'm giving you for present all my property. It's like a Shtar Matana. So this is like a new Shtar by itself. Therefore, when this Eved brings it, the Lachrith, you have to have Kiyim Ashtaris. We have to make sure the Edim were not forged. And we have to have two Eidim to recognize the signatures. So as long as we're not Mekayim Vishtar, the Eved himself cannot keep this property. Even though he himself is free, because what pertains to himself, we believe him. Just like an Isha that brings her own get, she has a right to say before Nechtov. On the own halacha of the get itself, that's the takona, we believe the Eved. But what pertains to the Matana, that's not part of the Shtar Shichrur, for that we do not believe the Eved, so we have to have a Kiyim. Eboyle, you have a question like this. What's going to be if in the Shtar it's written like this? It's written, Kol Nechosai Knuyim Lecho Mahu. The master wrote it down in one word. He didn't write down two words, you and all my property go to you, but he just said, Kol Nechosai Knuyim Lecho. All my property I'm giving over to you. So that's like saying that I'm freeing you, because if I give you all my property, that means I'm giving you to yourself, because your effort belongs to you. So the fact you say in one word, I'm giving all my property to my Eved, that's like saying I'm freeing you, I'm letting you go out free, and I'm also giving you a present of all my property. So Mar, what's the luck over here? When the Eved says that the get, the Shtar, was a good Shtar, so do we believe him on half, or don't we believe him? Amr Abayis, Abayis said like this, since it was all said in one word, Mitoch Shekon Atzmoi, Kon Nechosim. Since again we believe him for he himself that he goes out free, that his Shtar Shichur was a good Shtar, that's at the Konim of the Rabbanim, we believe him for his Shtar, is since it's all in one word here, so once we know Kol Nechosim was written good, he's even believed to keep all the property also. That's what Abayi wanted to say. Omele Rava says no. Bishlei Ma'atzma Liknei. I understand why the Yevit believed upon himself to say that he's freed. Me did he have a get Isha. That's the same halacha that if the Isha herself brings her own get, the Rabbanan also believed her. Any shliach that brings the get Isha is believed to say before Nanichtav. So the Yevit also, when he brings his own get shichrur, he's believed to say it was written l'shmo, it's kayamoy, then it's okay, it's a bishtar. Ela nechosin, but that that you want to say should also receive all the property, lelikni, for that we do not believe the Yevit, for that he cannot keep it. Midi di hevi akim shtaros the alma, it should be not worse than any other shtar. The person comes with a shtar with the proof that somebody gave him a matana, or somebody sold him property, the halacha is with the rabbanan, we don't use the shtar the way it is. We don't use the shtar until there's kiyum hashtar. We need to hear from two other edim that they recognize the signatures of the shtar, that it was not forged. So therefore this shtar also, even though it's written in one word here, that the eved goes out free to himself with all the property, we look as if it's two separate shtaros here. That, well, that's the shayla. Both is in the same shtar. So Abayu.
So why do you believe him when he says that he's free as an eved?
Because that's the kind of the rabbanon. The rabbanon said what pertains to you yourself, we're going to believe you. Just like when an isha brings her own get and she tells her that it was written l'shmo, the rabbanon believed her. That's new takana. What? Also, that the rabbanon believed the eved. That's new takana. We'll see later why. He buy an isha the svar mishimaguna. I think by eved also the rabbanon wanted an eved to be free, because when the eved becomes free, he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs. So the rabbanon would like to see an eved to be free. So the rabbanon made it easy for an eved to go out free. That we believe the eved. The rabbanon believed him, but he only believed him for him going out free, not to get the property. So therefore, Rava says he can't believe him for the property. So Rava wanted to say believe him halfway. Now Rava said not like that. Hodarama Rava. Rava retracted and said like this now. Now I hear you, very good Rava, and I even say more than you. That mitoich shalakon nechosim, since we do not believe this ever that the shtar was a good shtar, not forged, what pertains to the property, therefore lakon atzmai, we cannot hear these words of kol nechosai. We do not hear it that it's true, and therefore since him and the property is all in one word, of kol nechosai, we do not know it's true. So even the eved in this case does not go out free. That's what Abayi wanted to say. On this, Rava said back to him, no, Amale Rava, why? Bishlei menechosim lelikna, I understand very good, the eved does not get the property. Midi dihevi akim shtaros the alma, like any other shtar, when you want to come and show that you bought something, or somebody gave you for a present, it's not enough midirabonim that you have the shtar. We're afraid that maybe the signatures were forged. What do we have to do? We have to have kiyum. So any shtar and dinim amnis, you have to have kiyum first. That we understand. So therefore, this eved cannot take the property. Ela, but Rava says back, Ela atzmoi, but that he himself should go out free, litni. On this we should believe him, he should be able to go out free. Me to the other, I get the isha. Why should it be worse than a regular get isha? That the rabbanim believe the isha for all going out free, the same way the rabbanim believe the eved. Say Ela, my Rava said like this, Echad ze v'yechad ze, in both cases, atzmai kona nechosim lekona. In both cases, the eved himself goes out free, but not the nechosim. Omele ravada ba'masin l'rova. Kaman, who are you saying? Like Reb Shimon. Diyama pagina deburai. In one word, we could divide it in half. Half of it we could believe, and half we don't believe. Tetznan, we learned like this. Ha'koisev kol nechosim li'avdoi. If somebody writes a present to shtar all his property to his enslaved, Yotze ben Chorin, he goes out free. Shaya kaka koshu, let's say the master leaves over a little bit of property, lo yotze ben Chorin, then does not go out free. Reb Shimon says, the Elimu ben Chorin, he always goes out free. Achiyem na kol nechosu da sunu leplein yavdi. Chutz mech mebuya sheben. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over the Eskimo again tomorrow night. We'll go over. You'll go to the last Gemara again, the last Shaila was a Shaila of Pagin and Deburei. So you had a Shaila, Iboy Elihu, from the two dots in the Gemara. Iboy Elihu, if the master writes a shtar to his eved saying, Kol nechosta knui mecho, all my nechosim I'm giving over to you. Mahu, what's the halacha? In other words, in these words of Kol nechosta, I'm giving everything to you, means that I'm giving you all my property,
And I'm also freeing you. I'm giving yourself free. So the halacha is that an eved is believed on himself, on his own shichur, to say that the shtar was kosher. The shtar was written, the shmon, he can mekayim it. But what pertains to the nechosim, to the property, that is not believed on. So here the question is, like, do we say pagina diburei, this word of kol nechosai, to believe half of it? What pertains to himself, that he himself is free, but we do not believe him, what pertains to the nechosim. That's the shayla. So Gemara says first back and forth. First, Abaye wanted to say, "Om Abaye, Mitzvah Shekona Atzma Kona Nechosim." Since we believe him that for himself to be freed, he's Nemon. So once we believe these words, we believe it completely. He keeps the Nechosim also. Om Alei Rabbi Rabbi said back to him, "No, Bishle Matzma Likne Midehav Yaget Isha." And he himself, he's believed just like a Get Isha that an Isha is Nemon to bring her own Get to say before an Nichtav. That's the Tekona of the Rabbon, and we believe her. Mishum Miguna. Ela nechosim, and over here, Tais speaks out by a get shichur, it's the same thing also. The iguna here is that we want the eved to be free in order to do mitzvahs. Or else that it should be able to marry a bas Yisrael, not that he should have to stay an eved kanani. So we want to make it easier for him to be freed. That's why he's believed on his own get shichur to say it was written as kosher. Ela nechosim, or pertains to the nechosim, to the property, le likni, and that we do not believe him. Like any other star, that as long as we don't have kiyim, we don't have edim saying they recognize the signatures of the edim, we have to be afraid maybe the star is no good, and you can't use this star. So this star, you can't use it to keep all the property. On this, Omer Abaye, Abaye said back, no, that mitoch shelakon nechosim, lekon atzmoi. Let's say once we don't believe him on these words of kol nechosai, we don't believe him on himself either. And on this, Omer LeRav, Rav said back, no, atzai bishleim nechosim lelikni. We understand why he's not believed. He cannot keep the property. Midi dehev yakim shtaros yama. It's like any other shtar maton or shtar mecher. That you have to prove it, you have to be mekayim the shtar, you need to aid him to prove it that the shtar was a good shtar. An aid echo, the shliach has not believed. Ela atzmoi. But this eved to say that he himself was freed, likni, he should be believed. Midi dehev yaget isha. Just like the rabbana medet hakona, we believe a shliach when he brings the get isha. That he's nemo to say before the nechtam, and we say that's in place of kiyam ashtar. Say Allah, my Rav. Rav ended off like this. That he holds halacha is echad zeh v'echad zeh. Whether the other said it in two words. Like he started off, like the braisa was. That kosa by atzmecho nechosai. Or else whether it was all written in one word. Kol nechosai knuyim lecho. No matter how the master wrote it down in the shtar, the halacha is Atzmoi kono nechosim lekono. We like say pagina diburai. These one words, like of kol nechosai, when the eved comes with this star and says the star is a good star, we believe him. And of these, the star is a good star, what pertains to himself, that he could go out free, but we do not believe him, what pertains that he should keep the property. The property of the nechosim he can't keep unless we have a real kiyam ashtar. So together, like we say pagina diburai. Hiltoi speaks out here, it's not the pshat, he really had chazora, Rava was choshed for Abaye's time, but rather just he himself changed his mind. At the beginning he held one word, at the end Toi says he held that the yad balashtar al tachtoina. Mashma the ever that wants to take something away from the master, he has to prove it. He has the bottom hand. Omale ravado bar masna l'rova. So Rava bar masna said to Rava, come on, who do you want to say your locha is? That he's believed halfway. Rabbi Shimon, l'chur you say like Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Yoma that Rabbi Shimon says, Pagina diburai. So we could take a word and believe it halfway. We say we divide it in half, Pagina diburai. We believe half and the other half we do not. The Tanan, we learn like this. Ha'kois have kol nechosav li'avdoi. If a master writes a shtar to his eved, saying everything I own goes to you, is Yotzeh ben Chorin. So Shita, the eved himself also goes out free. Because part of his nechosim is the eved, and it's giving everything he owns to his eved. So he's like giving everything to him, he's freeing him also. What about Shaya Kako Koshu? Let's say he left over, the master said, like, I'm writing to you a shtar, saying I'm giving you everything, excluding a little piece of property. If he says, Shaya karka kosher, if he leaves over a little karka, then the Tanakhama says, lo yotze ben chorin. He does not go out free. So Rashi explains, because when he leaves over something, we have to be afraid maybe the master means to leave him over also. And he's only playing a game, playing a joke on his ever then. He's like saying, I'll free you, but I'll give you everything except yourself. That's what maybe means to say. So if the master says, Shaya karka kosher, I'm leaving over a little bit for myself, we have to be afraid. What he meant to say is, I'm leaving over the efforts for myself. Rabbi Shimon says, no.